Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today is Veterans Day or Armistice Day here in the United States. Federal holidays, USPS closed on Veterans Day 2021, so there's no mail today. And Veterans Day is a state and federal holiday. It's the eighth of 11 federal holidays in 2021, with Thanksgiving and Christmas to follow. Veterans Day began in 1926, founded as an annual day to remember all United States military veterans, past and present. So, number one, when Veterans Day falls on Thursday or Monday, the banks are closed. The schools might be closed. It might be a long weekend for some areas. Just enjoy it. Make the most out of it. So Veterans Day marks actually the date when Germany and the Allies signed a 1918 agreement to end World War I hostilities. The majority of discounts are valid only on the federal holiday at participating locations nationwide, with most applying to veterans and active duty military. How do you get a veteran status? According to the U.S. military, anyone who reaches 20 years or more of service is considered a veteran. Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day honors those who had died while in military service. So there's a difference between Veterans Day, they're still all alive, and Memorial Day is for the ones who gave their life to save us. Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day honors those who have died while in military service. Another military holiday is also occurs is Armed Forces Day, honors those currently serving in the U.S. military. I want to play you just a 2 minute and 10 second little video. I put the link below so you can actually watch it. It's a little boy who's telling you a little bit about the history of Veterans Day. So just listen in for those 2 minutes, please.
Veterans Day is always celebrated on November 11th, and I'll tell you why in just a bit. First, I need to tell you what a veteran is. A veteran is someone who has served in the military, also known as the Armed Forces. A Veterans Day is a day where we honor those who have served in the military. Did you know that the military has five parts, also known as branches? The Army, the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Coast Guard. Together, they all serve to defend our freedom. Kind of a big deal. Respect. So if you meet a veteran, ask them what branch they served in, and then tell them they're awesome. The reason we celebrate Veterans Day on November 11th is that is the day that World War I ended in 1918 at 11 o'clock on the 11th day and the 11th month. An armistice was signed to end the war. An armistice is an agreement between two opposing sides that ends the war. Everyone was so glad that the war was over that the next year, 1919, 100 years ago today, the U.S. declared November 11th as Armistice Day to celebrate the ending of the war. It's called Armistice Day every year until 1954, when President Dwight D. Eisenhower changed it from Armistice Day to Veterans Day, because he wanted to honor all service members, past and present. And that is why we celebrate Veterans Day. to honor all service members who have served our country to defend our freedom. Pretty cool. And that's your lesson on this day in Canada history. Broadcast Cal out.
That was a cute little boy. I think it was about 7 or 8. So I did put the link in the transcript. It starts with https://www.progress-index. And I thought this was so well made. When we have little ones who actually know the meaning of the holidays. There's another poem that I found that I thought was quite interesting, and I want to read that before I go into some personal things about the Veterans Day. The poem is by an unknown author, and the title is Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the peace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victory's cup or the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night slipped down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far, so stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit. That's a pretty awesome poem. And there is a lot of them that you can actually just Google. I just did Veterans Day's poems, and then I even put the year in, and so I got it. A whole bunch of stuff there, which was awesome. So, yeah, that was it. Now, why did I choose to talk about Veterans Day today? Number one, it is Veterans Day. Number two, there's so many 11s. So, actually, it was Veterans Day 2009, so it was 11-11-2009 when hubby and I took his father in to live the rest of his life with us. According to the doctors, he had maybe a few more months to go. He lived with us for almost 6 full years. We wondered if that had something to do as a blessing that we took him in on Veterans Day. He was not per se a veteran. He never served in the Army, but he tried to do as much good as he could whenever he could. So there were some really fun things about it. Then, okay, so we have 11-11. And then 2-11 is going to be my birthday. Several friends' birthdays and my niece's birthdays is 2-11. And 9-11 was to the towers in New York. And there's so many 11s there. It's unbelievable. Or something else with a 1 at the end. For example, 9/21 is what, not an 11, but it was a 21, is when my father-in-law passed. 1/21 was when he was born in 1923. So I see, I play those games with numbers all the time, and when something comes up and touches me like that, it's amazing. So as I said, Veterans Day is for everybody alive who served the Army, the military for 20 years or longer, or has been honorably discharged for some reason. And Memorial Day is for all the ones who passed. So let's get that okay. Let's get that together. So as the little boy mentioned, the treaty was signed in 1918 when World War I came to an end on 11/11/1918. And then on 11/11/1919 is when they started celebrating Veterans Day for the first time. So today is the 102nd day that we're celebrating. Pretty awesome when we can have such historical events to celebrate. I just love it. It has so much meaning to me. And again, that we took my father in line that day meant a lot. And that it's exactly 3 months to my birthday means a lot. And there's so much more going on. But I just wanted to, you know, share just a few things with you and kind of let you know we have, you know, choices that make it easier for us to be happy and healthy or whatnot. And I think I want to read at least one poem still real quick. It is, oops, called Respect. That's the one I wanted. Because we're supposed to respect one another, especially the people who are veterans. So respect all people. And this is out of the book, No Glass Ceiling, Just Blue Sky, A Women's Guide to Building Great Teams by Marcy Blokoviak, foreword by Mac Anderson. And it's called Respect All People, page 20. In order to get respect from your team, give respect. You not only have to respect the team you build, but respect the team you are on. Ultimate respect is given it to everyone you come in contact with. Ann Landers once said, the true measure of a person is how they treat someone who can do them absolutely no good. There is not a better example of this than the president of our securities firm, Kim Scholar. Respect is her middle name. Every person she comes into contact with, whether it's a janitor or a top executive, feels like a million bucks around her. She remembers everyone's name like they are one of her oldest, dearest friends. She was reading the paper one morning and saw an article that really touched her. It spoke of a woman who was homeless and just needed a break. Most people would have thought that was sad and continued on, but not Kim. She was so moved by that article that she had her staff track down this lady and proceeded to interview her and offered her position within the firm. Kim took action. I remember asking her how she was able to accomplish all she had. And she said, whoever you are working with, in whatever circumstance, has to feel like they are the most important person to you at that moment. They must genuinely feel that you respect them. This understanding derives from your actions. Do you listen to people with complete attention? Do you return phone calls, emails promptly? Do you thank people or teammates for their contributions? Do you say positive things about people when they are not here or there? If you start from a place of respect, many things become possible because people begin to trust. In a trusting environment, people feel the freedom to express their ideas and concerns. free from fear or negativity, teammates can truly work together to reach a common goal. Kim is a shining role model of respect, especially for women. She stands apart even in our business, which is one of the largest male-dominated groups in existence. She is so well-respected that she was recently asked to chair a committee of one of the financial industry's largest trade associations called Securities Industry Association. She had remarkable success and achievement in large part due to her respect for others. When you truly respect others, it is both the ultimate form of power and the ultimate form of humility. Isn't that amazing? And I thought there was another one that I wanted. Let me just see if I find it here, 67. Is this 67? Oh, 65, 60. Okay. There's another respect one, and that's in the Dash, Making a Difference with Your Life with Linda Ellis and Mac Anderson. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, respect. He was in the Oklahoma City airport when he saw a woman walking along with three little girls. Daddy's coming home on a big jet. Daddy's coming home on a big jet, all excited, eyes lit up like diamonds. Wild anticipation, they had never before met Daddy coming home on a jet. The mother was so proud of them and their enthusiasm. You could see it in her eyes. Then the plane arrived. The door opened and the passengers streamed in. You didn't have to ask which one was Daddy. The girl's bright eyes were glued on him, but his first look was for his wife, and seeing her, he yelled, "Why didn't you bring my top coat?" and walked right past his adoring daughters. Here was a man who had an opportunity to be great, and he didn't recognize it. 40 years ago, I heard Charlie Cullen tell this story, and I never forgot it. How many times a day, a week, a month do we have the opportunity to be great through simple acts of kindness? In your Dash, never underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, or an honest compliment. After all, have been potential to turn a life around. How far you go in your life depends on you, your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong, because someday in your life you will have been all of these. George Washington Carver. So that was just another one. I love those little poems because they usually touch my heart. So we did talk about Veterans Day, the history behind it. It started in 1918, the first celebration in 1919. Today is the 102nd celebration. All veterans, everybody who has served the Army or the military for 20 years or more, or has been honorably discharged, let's celebrate these people, because without them, we would not have what we do have. Let's be grateful for everything we do have, and let's make sure we make the most out of everything. As always, I love to give a couple of free gifts. So first, I did put in the, I did put two threads in there, but I couldn't hyperlink them. So you just need to copy and paste them over. They both start with HTTPS, so you can see the two things that I played or read to you. So it's going to make it a little bit easier. And then, of course, I always offer a free health goal reset session. So many people during these last almost 2 years have gone through a lot of changes in their lives, be it having to work from home, having to homeschool their children, losing their job, losing unemployment, losing loved ones. I mean, you name it. If we are not 100% positive, there's a lot to nag. But nagging has never gotten us forward. So being positive and making the most out of it is what behooves us the most. So that's why I'm offering that free health goal reset session where we can talk about your health goals and what it takes for you to get there. I will do that one-on-one. And all you have to do is send me an email to Coach Denise, CoachDenise, at ctdigest.net. It's in there. Just copy and paste it. Make sure you put the first three letters in caps in the subject line as BTR for Blog Talk Radio. And then behind what you want, like if it's the Health Goal Reset Session or if you would like to get the free healthy newsletter that I send out via email every Monday. So if you want that with a healthy recipe and a healthy activity and some other valuable information, let me know and I'll be more than happy to add you to my newsletter for next week. All right. So again, it's Coach Denise at ctdigest.net. Just make sure the first three letters are BTR. That's the only way I can recognize it and fish it out of the spam folder, as all first emails go into the spam. And then if you give me the information that I need, I will be able to get back with you and we can schedule a session where we can talk and figure out how we can help each other. All right? So I hope that you guys are going to have a wonderful celebration tonight. Even if it's quiet, just be grateful for everybody who has survived the Veterans Day, that one of the tours, be it in the Panama Canal or be it in World War II or who knows what. I think there's only maybe seven more people alive from World War II. Because two of them just passed over the last few years that I knew. And so I just want to wish all of you a most wonderful day, Veterans Day. I almost said Valentine's Day, but it's a Veterans Day. But let's celebrate it with love for everybody who made it. And let's just, you know, be nice to one another, respect one another, cheer each other on. And not just, you know, not just, let's be active. Let's be really active and make a difference. And make a difference not just in our life or in our family's life, but our neighbors, our friends, and everybody. And so that's about it. I just want to wish you all a most wonderful day. And I will talk to you at least once more before Thanksgiving. I'm not sure if I'm going to do Thanksgiving. If I'm driving down to San Diego, we'll be on the road at that time. And that means I won't be doing the show. But I will let you know next week when I know what's going on. So anyway, have a most amazing day. Be blessed. Be happy. Be healthy. And if you want to get healthier than you are, now is the time to start. To feel better, check me out on my Facebook page. I help so many people getting healthy, and that's my goal. That's my passion. That's what I love doing. And if you're one of them, I'd be honored to journey with you. So wishing everybody a most wonderful rest of the week. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered. And remember, day has to do with respect. Let's use that term very cautiously, but very freely. Let's be respectful to everybody, okay? All right, all the best. Until next week.